Hey, good day. Yeah, this is your guy, Kenny, from the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. And again, just want to take another second out of my time and say mad love and respect to the Postal Jamming guys. They always seem to find time to lay a smooth track down for Brother Ken and the podcast. Yo, Dave, Tony, and your new drummer, Larry, I hear you guys. Hey, listen, today I got two interesting subjects I want to talk to you about. Excuse me, one topic, two subjects. There was a conversion made or agreed upon by the National Postal Mail Handlers Union and the American Postal Workers Union. For the National Postal Mail Handlers, they are converting. They have agreed with postal headquarters that no later than August 14th, they will be converting 6,596 mail handler assistants to full-time regular career employment. The American Postal Workers Union agreed that they are going to no later than August 14th. They made an agreement with the Postal Service that the American Postal Workers Union will convert 6,982 PSCs to career status in 245 different installations. So I'm going to dedicate the show today and I'm going to talk to you about how this is going to impact the workplace. All right, let's start part one of the podcast. And naturally, I'm going to talk about the craft to which I belong, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. And before I speak on the conversion from the national president's perspective, let me say I have the utmost in respect for the members who sit at National. No, this ain't no brown-nosing moment on my show, but sometimes you pay respect where respect is due. Now, before, you know, I was branch president for a short time, and before myself and Brother Bip in Local 304 fell out, he invited me to a Sam Lou, which is a semi-annual meeting of the local presidents. And I got to meet the national president, Paul. I got to meet Michael Hora. I got to meet people like John Gibson, June Harris, Lawrence Sapp. See, I got to meet these people and talk to them. And let me tell you something. That's a different conversation. I'll just leave that alone. And it's a powerful conversation. You know, when we talk about, again, and I'm just setting the table of how I view our national. So when I see decisions come down from national, again, I try to do nothing but respect them. I can speak what I want, but I respect what they do. You know, when we talk about the national also, I met such distinguished people as Eugene Horton, the judge they call him. I was at the meeting when I think when Brother TJ left and Miss Harmon, Teresa, had just been installed as the manager of CAD. And here's a quick story. It's my show, so I can do what I want, I guess. We're down in Florida at a Sam Blue, and I met Teresa Harmon. And during that meeting, there was a mail handler in Columbus, Ohio. We're in Florida. Called me. Because he was having pay issues. Do you remember what I'm talking about, Teresa? He was having pay issues, and I promise you, I can't make this up. I had a conversation with Teresa Harmon. Teresa made a couple of phone calls, and the next thing I knew, the soldier called me and told me that they straightened up his pay. That took about a day and a half, and I can't make that up. So when I speak about national, that's the National Postal Mail Handlers Union I know and I want to be a part of. Now, let's get back to the decision made. All right, this MOU they signed, it provides additional mail handling staffing. They're going to convert 6,596 mail handling assistants to full-time career employment no later than August 14th. Now, there's a chart showing 245 facilities and how that's going to break down. Again, the Postal Service has agreed to convert these MHAs. There's a chart showing 245 facilities and how that's going to break down. Again, the Postal Service has agreed to convert these MHAs. MHAs hired in excess of the 2.5 installation cap for COVID-related reasons remain subject to a separate MOU. And again, if you follow the last conversion, this goes pretty much in line with what you already knew or already read. Here's one of the, additionally, the Postal Service of the Union agrees that the exception period for the 2021 peak season for exceeded 24.5% in installations will be expanded to one additional accounting period. So, while I am all in favor of what happened as far as agreeing to the conversion, it appears to me that the post office needed to hire excessive people like right away. And in order to do that, they came to an agreement with the union that if you allow me to do this, we'll give you additional employees. One of the things that you're going to notice that's a little different from last time is when they break down the number of employees that's going to be converted, of mail handlers that's going to be converted, they break it down into two categories this time. One category deals with attrition. Another category deals with complement. Now, that's interesting to see that break because I don't recall that break being a part of, or that separation being a part of the last agreement. It seems that this was predicated on allowing the post office to stay over cap. And if you will allow me to stay over cap, and remember, postal mail handlers, just because they are allowed to stay over cap does not mean overtime desire list cannot make your money. I'm just simply saying there are certain things that come with being over the cap. And if you are not aware, overtime list being maxed out is one of those things. Double check with your particular branch just to validate or verify that I'm not steering you to the left. Now, the Honorable Paul Horogan and Catherine Etheridge, and I apologize if I mispronounce your name, Ms. Catherine. Ms. Catherine, I'm probably older than she is. But anyway, Ms. Etheridge. But the Vice President of Labor Relations and the National President did a question and answer period, again, just in the manner that they did the last time. But I want to read two questions because I want mail handlers to understand this as I understand it. Here's the first question. What assignments will the mail handler assistant, who are converted to career status pursuant to the MOU be placed into? And here's the answer. The MHAs who are converted to career status pursuant to this MOU, I paraphrase, will be converted in place effective on or before August 14th, 2021. Now, before I read the final statement, what does converted in place mean? You might ask yourself. I'm going to offer converted in place means wherever that MHA is currently working, that's where they're going to stay. The management will have to look at the day off that the newly converted regular has and probably give them a day in front of or in back of what they are consistently doing right now. So if, now again, this is just Kenny's take on this. If you are an MHA, and you're in Columbus, Ohio, because they're going to convert 35. We'll get to that in a minute. If you are now currently having Friday off, as per my understanding of convert in place, that would mean you're now going to have Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday, because you have to stay in place. But that was just me. Now, the next question I want to go to, oh, I'm sorry, let me finish reading the answer to the question from the question answer page. They will preference any available residual vacancies on the date of placement, the first day of the following pay period. Now, let me just say this because I want to add something to that. When they talk about you being converted now, that means you go on a seniority roster. All 35 of you will be the bottom 35 regulars. So what that actually means is if you are an unassigned regular in Columbus, Ohio, right now, depending on how fast they create jobs or at what pace residual vacancies are made, you could probably not bid and stay where you're currently working with the days off and everything for about a year. I'm just saying. See, that's how different the conversion went in Columbus, Ohio. But anyway, let's get back to the question and answer period from our national president and the vice president of labor. So question number four, will the facilities listed in the USPS provide mail handler conversion lists to be required to post new duty assignments equal to the number of MHAs converted under the MOU? The answer, yes, as soon as practical. The Postal Service will post the necessary duty assignments in listed facilities to increase the mail handler craft complement. When you talk about posting mail handlers, posting is not a supervisor having a clipboard going around asking people to make selection, excuse me. That's not a post. That's not a post. Posting means we're talking about a bid job. Now, again, I'm not going to drift way to the left and go off on a tangent on my thoughts of the original assignment or the original conversions. But again, I got faith in my national office, and if that's what it is, that's what it is. Hey, real quick, here are the offices in Local 304 that this is the number of mail handlers that your complement will be increased by. And remember, the number breaks down into two separate categories, but I'm just going to give you the total. Here we go. You know what? Let me give you a quick rundown on the stations or the plants in Local 304 and the number of mail handlers that their complement will be increased by. All right, let's go. Toledo, 5. Gary, Indiana, you're getting 3. Muncie, you're getting 1. What else we got here? Cincinnati, 25. Indianapolis, 33. Columbus, Ohio, 32 additional full-time career mail handlers. Indianapolis, PNDC, 62. Damn. Cleveland, Ohio, 56. Cincinnati, NDC, 51. So, as you can see, there's a lot of people about to be converted to regular. So, congratulations. And remember, don't get excited, mail handlers, like the cavalry is here, because most of the people who are going to be converted are already working. Now, the post office has to get creative as they try to replenish the staff of MHAs. But remember, when everybody else is offering equal to what the post office's starting salary is, see, a lot of people are choosing to go elsewhere. So let's not get too excited. Let's get excited about having additional career employees, career membership, but don't think that's going to be a lot of relief for you right now. All right, let's close the podcast out talking about what the American Postal Workers Union have agreed to, because I understand I have a lot of clerks who follow the podcast, and I want to make sure I throw some shade your way as well. Here we go. The Postal Service will convert 6,982 PSEs to career status in 245 installations as identified by the Postal Service, consistent with the attached table. Now, again, there is a table attached, a graph that shows the offices that are going to be receiving and how much they're going to receive as far as an increase in regular career complement. In addition, the Postal Service will convert no less than 400 PSEs to career status in functions 4 and 7 in the installations that include facilities identified by the Postal Service consistent with the attached table. Now, function 0 or function 1 is what they call plant operations. And normally when we're talking about conversions, usually the conversions always take place in plant operations. But in this instance, they're talking about function 4 and function 7. They're going to create no less, maybe more, but no less than 400 PSEs. So that means during this massive conversions, PSEs that work in the station and branches are now going to be included up to the number 400. Now, I don't know how that's going to break down per office, but normally when they convert, the conversion usually takes place in a plant, but now they're going to functions 4 and 7. That means they're going outside of the plant to retail operations as such. So that's good news that all clerks are going to share in this major advancement to career status. PSEs will be converted based on their relative standings on the PSC roles within the installation. PSEs will be converted in place with the functional area they are assigned to as the date of this MOU until the number of Function 1 PSEs are converted in the 245 facilities identified in the attached table. Now, I want to say, because I have to study the APWU contract as hard as I study the mail handler contract, when you get converted in APWU, it's not the same as when you get converted in the mail handler contract. So this language here, it's going to have more of a impact on the APWU than it's going to have on the mail handlers. And I'm not going to say positive or negative. I'll just say impact. Now, again, the APWU National President Mark Diamondstein and Catherine Attridge, Vice President of Labor, again, I guess Catherine must be the new Doug Tolino. But what I'm going to do now is I'm not going to keep your ear all morning, but I'm going to give you a list of the plants that will receive an addition of 50 total clerks, because their list is a lot longer. So I'm going to give you a list of plants across America that are going to get more than 50 clerks. And it starts right off, and I got to get some Rocky music for this.
Okay, and we're back.
Listen, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, they're going to get an increase of 122 clerks. Los Angeles, California will get 150 clerks. Chicago International, 155 clerks. And Morgan, New York, Morgan Station, 102 clerks. Now, before we go any further, I'm sorry, let's add one more. Michigan Metroplex, they're going to get 97 clerks. Before I finish this list, how did any organization allow your complement to get to the point where you need to add 155 people to it? For real? Oh, we need to wake up a lot earlier. But here we go. Again, Philly, 122. Los Angeles, 150. Chicago, 155. Morgan, 102. Sacramento, 86. Michigan picking up. And that's the Metroplex. That's why we're sending all of our forwarding our mail. It can't go to Metroplex right now. Louisville is taking that responsibility over because they need 97 people there. It makes sense to me. Denver, 88. Kansas City, my second home. Missouri, 77. Detroit, 75. Cleveland, 72 clerks. Chicago, 61. West Valley, Arizona, 58. I mean, you know, look at these numbers here. Oklahoma City, 60. Miami, Florida, 60. North Metro, Georgia, 70. Louisville. They're picking up the responsibility of forwarding mail, and they need 60. New York International, 62. These are big numbers, folks. And again, I'm glad it's being addressed, but I got to ask the question, who the heck was watching Compliment that would allow a unit to go 122 below where it should be? Hey, just questions. Just questions that make people say, So as you can see, the Postal Service is hurting for employees, but yet they won't spend the money to train their managers and supervisors so the employees they get, they can retain. It's just so funny. They're always in a constant turnover. The more employees you get in, the more employees you let go. Somebody at some point got to stop and say, wait a minute, hold up. If we get employees into the system, what are we doing wrong that won't allow them to stay in the system? And that's a question that hopefully the Postmaster General will ask some of his area managers or vice presidents to find out for him. Listen to, as I bring this to a close, very interesting point happened today. On the mail handler Facebook page, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Maynard asked a question or pointed out an observation. What do you do for these offices that are directed by the MOU to convert more MHAs than they currently have on the rolls? How do you handle that? Well, that's going to be interesting, because I don't know if the clerks, the APW, find themselves in that predicament. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you work in an office that is directed. Let's go back to Philadelphia for a minute. Philadelphia's got to hire 122 clerks. Again, some from attrition, some from complement. Does that mean every clerk that's hired in Philadelphia that's above the number of PSCs they have right now, does that mean they're going to be hired from employment to orientation right to career? Because you've got an MOU that says you're going to have your complement at this level. Now, I don't know how hard, or I don't know if that's something that the unions are going to demand, but I'm saying, if the post office agreed to an increasing complement, then I'm not going to allow, if it was me, they're not backing out of that. And if I don't have the necessary numbers, then yes, I am going to hire career people. I will force, and naturally I'll force only if I had the authority, but the post office should be made to hire folks off the street right into career status, and then bring your complement to where it's supposed to be. And this time, United States Postal Service, how about doing a better job at maintaining it? Because I could just go on a 10-minute tangent on how pathetic or how unthoughtful, uncaring. You let an organization drop down 122 positions, and you still expect a product that the customer is going to be happy with? That don't pass the common sense test. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge, and this is the KHP. We went a little longer than normal, but I hope this information helps to pique your interest, and maybe you want to learn a little more. Maybe you want to do a little more. Maybe you just want to get involved and be that union member, kind of union member. They have to follow rules and regulations with you, because you will report them. I don't know. Hey, but listen, have a good day, and I'll talk to you when I get a chance to talk to you.